track 12. And now we come to our feature articles. The first feature article this week is actually an article from this week's Mid-Devon Advertiser. And it's about the life of an extraordinary Dawlish doctor, Dr. Douglas Peterkin. And it will be read by Charmaine and Denise. The second item is brought to us by Brian. It's from the magazine for civil service pensioners, imaginatively called The Pensioner. You may remember that one of the magazine's contributors is a chap called Chris Proctor, who writes each quarter about something else that annoys me. This time, he fulminates about the people bragging about their children or grandchildren.
The extraordinary bravery and life of a Dawlish doctor has been retold in a new book. Author Phil Craig's latest book, 1945 The Reckoning, features the story of Dr. Douglas Peterkin, who worked as a doctor in Dawlish after the war. Phil, who gave a talk about the new book, explained, "The focus is a much-loved Dawlish personality in the post-war decades, Dr. Douglas Peterkin, and his service in the British Army, especially at the Belsen concentration camp 80 years ago, where he did some miraculous and very brave things." The book is the final volume of his trilogy about Britain in the Second World War. Uncovering Dr. Peterkin's story came about in the late 1990s, when Phil's mother and father-in-law wanted to treat their grandchildren to a typical meal from their wartime childhood in Dawlish. This led to Phil's suggestion to the BBC for a series called The Finest Hour, which was the basis for his later best-selling book. His in-laws told one particular story about their childhood when his father-in-law Tony Bryant's life and health were saved when polio hit the town in 1947-48.
This much-loved Dawlish doctor had an extraordinary Second World War story which directly affected Phil's life by curing young Tony. Tony and his widow, Jennifer Bryant, once Dawlish Baker's daughter, Jennifer Newbury, will also be speaking at the Manor House talk. Phil looked into the story of Dr. Douglas Peterkin, who treated his father-in-law, and discovered, unknown to anyone, he'd been a hero of the relief of Belsen concentration camp. Dr. Peterkin had been at the heart of extraordinary medical efforts that saved the lives of thousands of desperately ill and starving people. He was in the typhus huts, the human laundry, and inevitably he caught typhus too. Phil made contact through social media with Dr. Peterkin's surviving relatives and discovered much more about him. He learned that while Dr. Peterkin was recovering from his own illness, he came across some of the typhus suffering survivors from the lost trains that had left Belsen in the final weeks. Recognizing their symptoms immediately, he made sure they were sent to military hospital and saved five more lives. Phil eventually met one of the people whose lives Dr. Peterkin had saved. Phil is an award-winning filmmaker and best-selling author who studied history at Cambridge University, who started as a BBC trainee and later worked for iconic TV series World in Action and Panorama. He later held senior positions at the Discovery Channel, Channel 4 and ABC Television in Australia, where he ran the factual output. Throughout his TV and writing career, Phil has spent many years researching and reinterpreting the story of Britain and its empire during the Second World War, including his definitive and best-selling account of 1940, Finest Hour. He now runs the Scandalmongers podcast with his friend and fellow writer, Andrew Lowney.